Click. KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Good evening, I'm Simon Lopez, and this is KBBI's Evening News for Thursday, September 3rd, 2026. A massive chunk of a Himalayan glacier and underlying rock broke off and led to a catastrophic flooding in parts of Nepal and Tibet last Wednesday, leaving hundreds dead and thousands missing. Scientists who study glacier hazards in Alaska say that glacier collapses have happened here, but they haven't looked the same. KTOO's Alex Solomon has the story.
Researchers are still working to understand the chain of events that caused a slurry of ice, rock, and water to destroy entire villages near the Nepal-Tibet border. Science magazine reported that a landslide likely triggered a glacier collapse. Nature magazine reported that it could have also happened the other way around. But scientists say one thing is clear. Human-caused climate change is destabilizing glaciers around the world.
I think with climate warming that it is likely to see more glacier collapses.
That's Aaron Hood, a professor of environmental science at the University of Alaska Southeast. He's one of the primary researchers who studies glacial lake outburst floods in Juneau. Glacial outburst floods on the Menenhall, Taku, and Snow Rivers are well documented. Those floods happen when a large pool forms and builds up enough water pressure to bore through the ice until it all rushes out. But the flood in the Himalayas was triggered differently. The key ingredient is overhanging ice on steep terrain. That's according to Joanna Young, a research assistant professor at the International Arctic Research Center.
You also need typically to have a large amount of water getting into that ice. And so that can either be through heavy rains or it can be after a really prolonged hot period where there's a lot of melt water getting into the ice.
In this case, the soil was saturated and river levels were high from monsoon rains. Plus, it was a hot summer. And finally, Young says stress has to build up in the rock or ice until gravity brings it all down at once. So could a glacier collapse in Alaska? In Wrangell-St. Elias National Park, it already has. The Flat Creek Glacier had two large collapses in 2013 and 2015. That's according to a study by Milan Jacquemar and her colleagues. She's a glaciologist at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich, Switzerland.
You know, this entire glacier that had collapsed and run like 11 kilometers out the valley down into the White River.
11 kilometers is about 6.8 miles. It's a remote area and no one was killed. Prior to the first collapse, Jacquemar says ice bulged out on the very steep Flat Creek Glacier, which had loose, fine-grained sediment beneath it. Then meltwater built up behind the bulge over a particularly hot summer, until finally, 1,600 feet from the toe of the glacier collapsed. Jacquemar says the collapses were much smaller than what happened in the Himalayas.
What we just saw in Nepal is going to end up being, you know, 5 to 10 times the larger event at Flat Creek.
And she says a catastrophe of that level isn't as likely in Alaska.
There's just not the population density and the infrastructure concentrated along these river corridors the way that it exists in the Himalayas.
Hood, the researcher in Juneau, says if something similar happened in Southeast Alaska, it would probably look quite different from Nepal, where there are steep river canyons.
We tend to have relatively wide glacially carved valleys, And so if you put a flood like that into a wide glacially carved valley, it's going to behave very differently.
Flood water moves faster when it's constricted and slower when it can spread out. And Hood says he doesn't expect this disaster scenario to strike from the Mendenhall or other glaciers nearby.
The glacier collapse part is much less likely in the coast mountains.
That's because although the mountains of southeast Alaska are known for being steep, Hood says glaciers that flow from the Juneau ice field don't perch thousands of feet above areas where people live, like they do in the Himalayas. But he says there's a related hazard that locals already know about.
The landslide part of that equation is very likely around Juneau. In some places, because of glacier retreat.
He says permafrost that glues rock together melts when glaciers pull back and becomes susceptible to crumbling. Landslides in Alaska have grown more destructive with climate change, according to research published last year. Jacques Marr says that although it's difficult to tie single disasters to human-caused climate change, people should generally expect to see more glacier disasters as a result.
Overall, we are creating conditions where these kinds of hazardous events are more likely to happen. And I think we need to really understand this responsibility.
And she says people should do their utmost to stop global warming. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.
That's KBBI's Evening News. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and online kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. Tonight's newscast included a story from Alex Solomon with KTOO. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the Homer area tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 51 degrees and south wind around 5 miles per hour. Then tomorrow there's a chance of rain after 10 a.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 62 degrees. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Friday night, rain mainly before 4 a.m. with a low around 53 degrees and southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. In Seward tonight, partly cloudy skies and a low around 47 degrees with south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Friday, there's a chance of rain mainly after 1 p.m. with partly sunny skies and a high near 58 degrees with south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And taking a look at the tides for the Seldovia District, the next high tide is at 7:07 p.m. at 17.6 feet. Low tide is at 2 a.m. at 1.8 feet for Kachemak Bay. For the Seward District, high tide is at 5:56 p.m. at 10.9 feet. And low tide is at 1:04 a.m. at 1 feet for Resurrection Bay. Sunrise in Homer this morning was at 7:07 a.m. Sunset is at 9:01 p.m. for 13 hours and 54 minutes of daylight. That's a loss of 5 minutes and 16 seconds from yesterday. Sunrise tomorrow is at 7:09 a.m. Seward sunrise was at 6:57 a.m. Sunset is at 8:54 p.m. for 13 hours and 56 minutes of daylight. A loss of 5 minutes, 23 seconds from yesterday. Sunrise tomorrow is at 7 a.m. Thanks for listening, and good evening.